your father talk about how much schooling your grandparents had on his side?
No, I didn't hear him tell. I don't always hear him tell how polite they all was. I've heard so many talk about he had a brother that was crippled, and it didn't make no difference who come in. He was going to get up and shake hands with him. He was so, raised to be so polite, you know. Seemed like he was well raised, you know. And my daddy was that way till he died. He was so well raised.
Yes, sir. Not like that much anymore. You know, a lot of younger kids.
That's not that way at all. The old kids, old people are all like that. Right? Most of the time. Well raised. They say yes, my old one. And you know, as it sounds so slouchy to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I just don't like it.
I know what you mean. You said your husband died about 7 or 8 years ago.
Uh-huh.
How old was he when he died?
He was 88.
Did he go to this Baptist church too?
Uh-huh. He was right there with me. He was an Methodist, so he was like me, but he went up here.
What about his schooling? Do you know how far
he got? Well, he got along just like I did. That's like as far as I did.
About 8th grade?
Yeah, about 8th grade.
Was he?
Yeah, he didn't practice his like I did mine. He didn't fool with it. Helping them all.
Yes, ma'am.
But you know, in the head, you couldn't beat him.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I had an uncle that I don't ring yet. Ever did go to school a day in his life, and you couldn't have beat him no way in the world, in figures. And I could go there, and me and my, I had a first cousin, his daughter, and me was the same age, and we were getting our arithmetic up at night. And he could tell us exactly how to get it up and everything be just right. In his head, he knew everything there was to be known in arithmetic. That'd be the thing I ever seen in my life.
Some people just have a gift for that.
And you know, wouldn't he have been smart if he'd went to school?
I'm sure he would.
Yes, he'd really have been smart if he'd went to school. But he didn't have a chance. Because his dad died and left him. There's a little bit of thing he had to go to work to make a living.
What sort of work did he do?
Well, he went to a post farm, was all he knows, you know.
Yes,
them days, or maybe get out and get some logs or something, you know. But you know, I had an uncle to die and leave a bunch of little children. And he had nothing but 2 little boys, and them little boys was just little boys now. And they had they'd went to school all their life till he died. Mm. But when he died, they had to forget school. Mm. And you know, both of them is about as well-to-do man as I know of anywhere you'd find anywhere. They've got the prettiest home you'd find anywhere. And 2 of the finest looking men that you ever looked at in your life, they come here to see me regular. And they live in Carrollton. And this one of them's got a $40,000 house, been built not too long ago, and he told me not long ago, said, well, I don't owe nobody a dime on it.
Not too many people can say that.
No. And me and him was talking about the life he'd lived, you know, and what how he had to scramble to make a living and how good old peas and bread was, you know, when he was a child. And now he can have anything in the world and can't eat, hardly eat nothing. And he said, just think when I was a child how good all that would have been that I could have now. And he says, I can have anything in the world I want now.